And there is the full-time whistle. It is all over, and the Munster Cup is once again going to Setanta, who this evening here at the O'Donnell Park have beaten St Unions in the final. 4-13 to 14 points was the final score in the tie. And in the end, was an 11-point victory for Setanta. And the difference between the two sides was the goals, the first of which come from Gilmore on 18 minutes. And then towards the close of the half, Declan Coulter with a penalty got the second. And then within the space of 2.5 minutes, Rory Campbell had a double strike of goals in the 13th and the 15th minute. They were the four goals which have given Setanta the victory. And I suppose Mickey McCann, they came in here as favourites. And at times during this game, they showed it why they're favourites, deserving of yet another championship success.
Yeah, and look, just too much space left up front, and it worked for maybe 15, 20 minutes. Oisin and Eugene called it. It's just keeping that long territory in it, you know, trying to do it for 60 odd minutes. See, them forwards get one wee break up ball. And look, it's momentum swings in three pointers, and yeah, it takes us one to the seal for Unions. Look, they played well in spells, but I feel maybe they possibly got it wrong about leaving too much space, and I think them forwards, Setanta, deserved a wee bit more respect than that, and nullified. And the last time Unions won it, they made it so hard and had bodies back and kept themselves on the game, and you know, when I asked questions of them. But on the day, Unions' full forward line didn't turn up either, you know. Yeah. So you just can't win a game if you're, you know, 14 points in a hurling match. It's probably not going to be enough in a final, when you play, especially when you're playing Setanta.
It's easy to concur with what Mickey's saying, Eugene.
Yeah, you would have to, like, look, you concede four goals in a county final, like, you know, it's very hard to get a victory. But look, Unions, they were brave, they went for it, you know, they went man on man, but like leaving that space inside that full back line, like, you know, when you have the pace of Gerard Gilmore, the pace of Rory Campbell, all they need is a sniff. You can come out with 10 balls there and see 11 ball is going to hit the back of the net. And as you said, a big momentum swings them goals, like, you know, Unions got 3 or 4 points and hit with another goal, and then two quick goals by Rory Campbell in the second half. Like, and look, Setanta deserving winners over the 60 minutes. They're the better team, they played the better hurling today, they had the better plan, and congratulations,
yeah,
to them.
And they managed that plan very well, Mickey, so they did.
They did, and they're well set up, and they're well set up in their pockets, you know, back in the pockets in front of Dara and Keeley and them, and you know, Unions still went towards them men where the wing forwards are sitting there waiting on it. And look, they're well set up, and their matchups were good. And look, you feel probably far Conor O'Grady, I feel some Unions maybe underperformed a bit. Conor O'Grady had a decent game, and apart from that, you know, just that space up front. And Sean Halvey was very good in the other wee cornerback for long periods, but they just get in behind for them one or two chances, you know. And we did talk at the start that the goals would be key, and Setanta had the firepower to do it, and Unions haven't, you know. So
do you think Setanta didn't play at top gear today? They weren't firing on all cylinders, were they? They didn't have to.
No, I felt they were good, and the forwards are linking up good now. Yeah. I did, and Unions asked questions for a while, but they kept at it. They just have that wee bit more class up front, and forwards bringing one another into play, and, you know, taking a man on and slipping it, and then that three-pointer threat. Actually, yeah, you know, they just have too much quality up front, and I feel if you go man for man against them, you know, you're really asking big questions of your defence. And last year, Bort played them, you know, and we held them 12 points. Yeah. Over full time with a sweeper, and kept ourselves in it, and felt Unions maybe the day for a while maybe should have done the same, you know, maybe hit Sean McVay in the pocket and see how the game was going, and maybe had a goal later on. But look, to be fair, they had their chances, they played well in good spells, but just that risk of three pointers, as you knew it was coming.
Yeah. Just finally then, Eugene, we're looking at a man, we spoke about it already, Stephen McBride, very much deserving of his man of the match. Nothing could pass him today.
No, very, very solid in there, came out with ball after ball, like, and Unions full forward line, I think they got 2 points in play over the 60 minutes, like, you know, and anything they come in there, he dealt with it admirably, like, and he's well deserving of his man in the match. Like.
Yep. Okay, congratulations and commiserations, Eugene, wasn't to be for the seniors, but well done in your junior one and your own man of the match performance today. Thanks for joining us in commentary. And Mickey McCann, hopefully we'll be hearing from you in a number of weeks' time as to what your plans are for the future, and if you're going to remain as Donegal manager. But you have a lot of thinking to do now over the next couple of weeks, do you?
Hopefully all these boys are in good terms after this, actually, you know, after a county final, you never know. So you give it a week to maybe get them sitting down together then and see where we're moving forward, and we'll have a decision maybe in the next couple of weeks.
Okay then, thanks for joining us today, Mickey McCann as well. Brendan Devaney is on reaction pieces, so we'll have them for you shortly, available on our website, highlandradio.com. Thanks to our sponsors today who supported us in bringing you coverage. That's Eunan McIntyre and everyone at Max Mace on the High Road in Letterkenny. And as we hand back to the studio and Frank Galligan, it's been Satanta's day once again on County Final Senior Hurling Championship Day. They have defeated St. Eunan's here 4-13 to 14 points, an 11-point win in the end. Satanta are the champions. Thanks for listening as we hand back to the studio on the mountaintop.